USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussia reporting. President Biden says our entire country hurts after Hurricane Ian flooded parts of Florida. The storm also displaced many people and took out power lines. Rob the Day with the Cajun Navy Foundation says the group's teams did 30 rescues so far and have at least 350 pending requests. He says the teams are in Fort Myers and moving inland. Tropical Storm Ian is expected to become a hurricane again before making landfall for a second time, most likely in South Carolina. Ian is packing maximum sustained winds of 70 miles per hour, churning about 275 miles south of Charleston, South Carolina. But Ian has left its mark in much of Florida. Eric Salagi with Florida Power and Light says more than a million customers are still without power as Ian works its way to the northeastern part of the state. But crews are standing by. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.